Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
Yes, my friends, this is how we're going to kick it off right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. This is the digital world. Of course, the voice of Janine. And today, I don't have Karen Rose alongside me today, but I'm here to have a good time with you and, of course, to give you the information that you need in this digital world that we're living in 2023. And, of course, I have so much to touch base with you on. First of all, this is my first show after Trinidad and Tobago Carnival, so a little congratulations. I tried to do a nice little Carnival Tabanka set, if you heard earlier. Of course, congratulations going out to the king of the road. He won the road match title. We say congratulations going out to Bungie Garland, two-time road match champion. Of course, he won this year with that phenomenal entry, the best entry of the century, the late entry of the century. Of course, Hard Fett came in with 135 plays and won the road match title of the year. Today is actually his victory party. I'm actually heading there this evening to the victory party to enjoy myself, and that's going to be quite fun. Yes, I'm actually heading out there to Woodford Cafe tonight for the victory party. And if you don't remember, he won back in 2019 with, of course, Marshall Montano and Skinny Fabulous with his title track, Family Le 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 Le. So, yeah, we say congratulations going out to Bungie. But so much for me to talk about, to touch on. You all heard the news today. And you saw on the front page of today's Guardian, the Guardian of the People, still only $4, my friends. And of course, if you have your phone in your hands, it's simple. Go on to guardian.co.tt. On the front page here, we see human trafficking victim reveals a violent ordeal, sold for $10,000, forced into prostitution after illegal TNT entry, held prisoner. Recalls having sex with 10 men a night. Of course, for more details, you can check out page 5. This is incredibly alarming. And, of course, it's not the first story we've heard of this happening in Trinidad and Tobago. So we really are calling for the authorities to get involved and really get down to the nitty-gritty. And who needs to be held accountable? Please let it be so. You know, so lots of other details here, big stories inside today's Guardian. So feel free to take a look if you have it around you. What else am I saying? Corporation Chairman Ministry to fast track funds for new bridge in Guayaguari. So got to send love going out to the residents out there. That is a horrific road. What is that? What is that? A collapsed bridge. So please sort that out really and truly now. So let's turn to some tech news now, because it's a digital world. That's what we're about. So guys, what has me very, very, very intrigued of lately is the Neuralink. Yeah, the Neuralink. And what is the Neuralink, you might ask? Well, let me let you know real quick. So the Neuralink, of course, right. So the Neuralink, and it's N-E-U-R-A link. Now, this is breakthrough technology for the brain. Now, I would have mentioned this so many times on this program because I tell you, it's very intriguing to me. And I'll let you know where they are, what stage they are in right now. But they say here it's a better tool intended to communicate with your brain with the right team. The potential application for this technology is limitless. They say even this technology, so it's an implant that goes into your brain and then the base of your left ear. And then there's another program set up for persons that may have gotten into an accident, so they cannot use there's no range of motion in their legs and whatnot. There's another chip that goes in at the base of the spinal cord. And it says that the Neuralink would test, they say that test, and it's not being FDA approved right now. But anyway, they say that this link will be able to now make that person walk, and it may be able to capture your memories and take photos and all these kind of very interesting things the Neuralink brings to the table, right? Now, what happened is there's a nice little timeline here in Reuters, so y'all could check it out as well. And it says, so the fact box for Elon Musk's missed deadline for the FDA approval of the Neuralink brain chip trials. So he's tried it on pigs, and y'all would have seen that in 2019. He had those pigs, and you could have seen exactly what the pig was thinking. Yeah, I know, right? So it is very, very, very futuristic, but it's really happening right now. Now, several times in 2019, billionaire Elon Musk has predicted that his brain chip company Neuralink would soon secure the FDA approval for human trials. But the company's application was rejected in early 2022. And Neuralink staffers told Reuters that the company is still working through the agency's concern over the safety of the experimental implant. He was asking for volunteers, by the way, if he was interested, but people could have volunteered to get this Neuralink done. So in 2019, Musk said that the Neuralink was aiming to receive regulatory approval for human trials. And by February 2021, the Neuralink was working super hard to ensure implant safety. And April 2022... the company aims to get the FDA approval for it, and then it fails. It fails still. In November 2022, they're confident that the Neuralink design was ready for human trials, and he says that it was ready in 6 months, and then back at it again here, they have been rejected for human trials. But how do you feel about that? That's my question to you this afternoon. Would you try something like that, that technology? Would you try something like that? Would you volunteer to have that implant, that chip in your skull and at the back of your left ear? Y'all can let me know on the chat board, especially 306-1065. That's 306-1065. That's the number to send a message or voice note to me on the WhatsApp. That's my question to you. Would you try that technology? It sounds so Terminator. It sounds so Back to the Future. It sounds very, very, very futuristic, even Matrix-like. But would you try something like that, the Neuralink? That's my question this afternoon. So let me know on 306-1065, right? That's 306-1065. I think that's a pretty interesting one there for me. How do I feel about it? Let me let you know real quick. I don't know. Is it something that... But by the way, the Neuralink, they've created the machine to do the implant. So it's not like it's a surgeon that's going to be doing this. There's a machine that is going to implant this into your skull and the back of your ear and the base of your spine, right? So it's a machine that is designed to do it. So pretty interesting, guys. Pretty interesting. Now, let me know how you feel about that. If it's something that you would try. Also, now I heard about this, and I've been waiting for this since I was a little child. I never understood why it was taking so long in the first place. So I'm talking about flying cars. Yeah, flying cars. And it's something that we would have seen, for me, in the cartoons, the Jetsons and that kind of thing. You always see these, you know, Judy Jetson had her own flying car. So now that we're in 2023, there is a couple prototypes. I'm going to read this one for you because I thought that this stuck out a little bit, right? So they say here, there are many prototypes of concepts of flying cars already on the road, some of which have officially earned their wings, but this one could be the first successful in commercial use. So it's roughly the size of an SUV, the ASKA space A5. The ASKA A5 is a four-seater electric vehicle that was created to travel by road and up to 400 kilometers by air on a single charge. Now, that's pretty awesome there, I think. That is a really nice distance, and I think that's, I mean, come on. When it enters flying mode, the vehicle wings and six routes unfold, allowing the vehicle to take off vertically or do conventional runway takeoffs. Yeah, you hand me clear. That is crazy, but I love it, and I would buy one of these. I would invest in one of these. What about you? Are you going to invest in the flying car, the ASKA A5? I'm getting one for sure. This Trini traffic, and I could fly up to 400 kilometers. Come on. Yeah, that means I could get past this traffic and then come back down on ground and go my way. If you understand what I'm saying. So this, for me, works. I like this. It's big. I don't know. It's big. The same as the size of an SUV. Plus, of course, you hear about six routes, wings unfolding and whatnot, when you actually see the picture of it. And if you wanted to see a picture of it, you could go on to euronews.next for an image of what I'm speaking about. Or you could type in ASKA-A5 and see exactly what I'm speaking. It looks cool, comfortable, very futuristic. I wouldn't lie. I love it. It's like a personalized mini chopper. Yeah, it kind of looks like that. I love it. Get yourself one, the ASKA-A5. I wonder how much that goes for. I'll Google that for you guys in a bit. There's another one as well, guys, the solar-powered squad, right? So charging infrastructure is one barrier when it comes to getting more EVs on the road. That's not a problem for the solar-powered squad by Dutch company Squad Mobility. Now, the manufacturer claims that it's the world's first solar city car and expects the first vehicles to roll off the production line in 2024. It's charged via the integral panels on the roof, so drivers never have to plug in. Now, that is what I'm talking about as well. Right now, you don't have to plug into charge in Trini. We have 12 hours of daylight. I'm loving this. Now, they say here in climates like Las Vegas, on sunny days, it could generate enough charge for up to 31 kilometers. I love that. So it will charge every day and every day throughout its complete life cycle. You never have to do anything about it. It's totally automatic. All right, I love that. So those are the two cars, futuristic cars, I mean, that I think are absolutely cool. So there's the Squad Mobility, which is a solar-powered vehicle, or the one that I really like, which is the ASKA, the ASKA A5. That's what I'm going to say, the ASKA A5, which is the four-seater electric vehicle that can fly, people. It can fly up to 400 kilometers by air. I think that is epic. So let me see what we got on the WhatsApp here. All right. So you'll know the WhatsApp number, right? It's 306-1065. So on the WhatsApp number, they say here, huh, Janine, that sounds interesting. It's really like the Matrix come to life. I know. Straight out of a movie, right? So 486 says, I definitely want that that flying car coming from San Fernando is not easy. Exactly, right? It would make transportation so much easier and effortless. I don't think there'll be traffic in the sky. You know, I think there's enough sky for us to be okay, you know? So I'm loving that answer coming in from 486. Y'all feel free to send a message as well, right? And that is 306-1065. All right. Oh, okay. I just got a message there from Karen. I think I'm going to have to go and get my guest in a little while. But y'all let me know how you feel about that one. The flying car, the ASKA A5, the four-seater electric vehicle. And also tell me how you feel about that Neuralink. Would you try these new technologies that are on the market? Some very risky. To me, the Neuralink is very, very risky. And I think I'm fine the way God made me and intended me. But I definitely don't mind the technology like the Asuka A5, the flying vehicle that also does the road. And it's electric. Come on, it's spacious. We have a four-seater happening here, you know. That's where the future of cars should go, because traffic, we spend half our lives, half of our commute, half of our day spent in traffic. It is ridiculous, especially for those persons coming maybe from like deep south and you have to work in Port of Spain, or you're coming from deep in the east and you have to work down in Port of Spain. It is a real hassle. And it could affect your lifestyle. It could make you a little cranky. So, traffic is not cool. So anything to get rid of that, a flying car, count me in. Let's see. We got our next message there coming in. 282 says, yes, definitely going to try the flying car. Yeah. All right. That is very, very true. All right, so here's what, guys. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'll probably have our guest ready for our interview this afternoon. Let me just let you know who we're going to be having in studio, because she's pretty awesome. I got to send love going out to Karen Rose, same way. The Digital World, guys, every Friday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. So we have Deandra, the founder and operations manager of Nude Girl Personal Care Limited. So we'll find out more about that when she gets in studio. All right. So we talk a little bit more with Deandra, the founder and operations manager at Nude Girl Personal Care Limited. So interesting. We have so much coming up in store for you guys. Let me know how you feel about some of the technology that I was speaking about today. And of course, thoughts and comments. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and I will be right back with more on the digital world. I'm going to leave you guys with, let's see what I'm feeling right now. I'm going to leave you with this, because I think you guys are really beautiful people.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Freedom 106.5. This is the digital world on a beautiful Friday afternoon, and I have my guest in studio. Remember, I told you about Deandra. Deandra, how are you?
Hi, I'm well. Okay. How are you doing?
All right. So, guys, let me give you guys a little brief on Deandra. I told you a little bit about what she does, but hey, here is the full scoop on Deandra this afternoon, guys. And I'm so excited to have her in studio. She's so pleasant, so awesome. So Deandra Grandison, right, is the founder and operations manager for Nude Girl Personal Care Limited. Yeah. Did I say it properly?
Yes, that's perfect.
With a Jamaican twang as well.
Just like that.
Nude Girl Personal Care Limited, the home of Nude Girl Sugaring Wax. And she started the company back in 2021 after she was forced to get creative with her hair removal methods during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, she researched how she could recreate the salon experience from the safety of her own home. Thus, Nude Girl Sugaring Wax was born. Nude Girl Sugaring Wax is a less painful, amateur-friendly alternative for traditional waxing. And it's water-soluble as well and made from natural ingredients, which makes it suitable for sensitive skin. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon we have Deandra Grandison.
I'm very happy to be here. Yay. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. Nervous, but excited.
No need to be nervous. It's just you and me having some fun. No need to be nervous at all.
All right.
So how did this even come about? Sugaring, waxing. Tell me, how did this happen, darling?
Okay, so if I said I had ambitions to start a sugaring wax business, I would be lying. Mm. This was nowhere in my peripheral at all.
Right.
This came about from me basically seeing a gap and filling it. But how I even arrived there was, I always had ambitions of owning my own salon and spa,
mm-hmm.
from I was a child. And because, you know, when you come from a very humble background and your parent is from an even humbler background,
yeah.
you know, they have ambitions for you to pursue the traditional route, which is to go to university, get a degree, get an office job, all those things,
mm-hmm.
which I did do. And after I finished university, repaid all my student loans. I know y'all don't know about those things in Trinidad.
Right.
It's in Jamaica where I'm from.
Oh, gosh. Wow. You see Trinidad, how good we have it?
We, some of us, when you come from very humble backgrounds, have mm-hmm. to take what is known as a student loan.
Right.
So after I repaid that student loan in my late 20s, I was like, all right, fine. I've left my mother's roof.
Right.
You know, I've repaid my loan. There is no excuse for me now not to pursue my lifelong dream.
Mm.
So I decided to get training to learn how to do waxing, learn how to do facials, to do nails, etc. Because I'm saying I'm going to acquire these skills, purchase equipment, and start at a very small scale level, and then eventually build my clientele to expand to get my own spa.
Of course, yeah.
But then, as we are aware, COVID hit.
Right.
So all of these skills that I mentioned were skills that require you to be in contact with people.
Correct.
So we on lockdown. I have invested all this money to acquire these skills. I've purchased equipment, and they are just sitting on me at
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was speaking to a friend at the time, and I was saying to this friend, boy, I spent all this money,
mm-hmm.
purchased all these equipment, and I don't know what to do. And he said to me, you know, you're all over the place. You need to structure what you're doing. And he suggested I should go do an entrepreneurial course at mm-hmm. Arthur Lockjack.
Okay.
Now, at that stage in my life, I did not have Arthur Lockjack money.
Right.
So I went to Google. You know, everything is online.
The University of Google.
Correct. Yeah. So I went to Google and I looked up free entrepreneurial courses, and I landed on this platform called edx.org or edx.org,
okay.
which is an e-learning platform which has free and paid courses from prestigious tertiary institutions in the US and the UK.
Right.
And so I decided to sign up for one of those courses, one of those entrepreneurial courses. And one of the assignments for that course was to do what is known as a feasibility assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So the feasibility assessment is to determine if your business idea, as the name suggests, is feasible. Can you make money from it?
Yeah.
So remember now, I had my ambitions of opening my salon and my salon and my spa.
Correct.
However, during the pandemic, that business idea was no longer feasible.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back to the drawing board now. So I remember I was at work at my desk. I also have a regular 9-to-5 job as well. You know, we're balancing things here. I was sitting at my desk. I put literal pen to paper and reflected on the skills I invested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a table for waxing, table for facial, table for nails. And when I reached the table for waxing, I started reflecting on my own personal experience with this. And at the time, I wasn't even getting waxed. I was going to someone to get sugared professionally.
Right.
So then when I started thinking, I was like, you know what? Come to think of it, when I go to Pennywise or any of these beauty supply or personal care stores, I don't recall ever seeing sugaring wax on the shelf.
True. Exactly. Very,
I don't
very
recall
true.
Seeing that. So that day I called literally all 10 Pennywise branches. I called JD's. I went to Google, and all of them said, you know, no, we don't have any. So I said, well, this is obviously an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So then while completing the course, the free online course, I started doing the research on how to make the product and how to store it and all these things. And basically, a very long story short, Nude Gal Sugar and Wax came about from an assignment I did for a free course online.
Wow. And now it's a thriving business. Now,
yeah.
You know, now you're making money and inspiring people while making this money.
Yeah.
Now, what challenges have you faced in building your brand online, and how have you overcome them?
So in the initial first of all, I'd like to thank social media, especially
right.
TikTok
right.
and Instagram, and the TikTok and Instagram influencers. They have been very crucial in promoting my business and bringing awareness to it.
Right.
In the early stages, as I mentioned to you before, I am a trying girl. I have a regular 9-to-5 job. I'm not wealthy. I don't come from money. I don't know anyone with money.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be creative in how I went about promoting my product and my business. And what I did was, I, although I'm very shy, I decided to just DM some of these very popular influencer girls and ask them, you know, would you be able to promote my product for me, please? And many of them said no, and many of them said yes. And I'm very grateful and very appreciative of that, because none of them, they don't know me from anywhere. We've never met. And they were so kind to review my product. So I didn't pay them in the earlys. You know, I just sent them my product. They did the videos. They brought it to their followers, and then their followers started buying it, and then their followers started doing their own review videos or sending me their testimonials via DMs, and then I would share it on my social media platforms.
Wow.
And then that's how it traction came about.
Well, for me, you just brought it in my favorite color bag. I love turquoise. I don't know what it is with me. They say the Egyptians, turquoise was a color of royalty. So I think that is why I'm so drawn. I've always been drawn to that color. I love it, love it, love it.
So you love the color scheme of the brand, because
yes,
the brand,
I do. The blues and the turquoise, very, very pretty. And then when you open the box, here comes that turquoise again. So it is very, very easy on the eyes. And as I said, I have a little shindig to go to later. So, you know, we're going to wax the legs. So, you know, I'm going to try this thing. I'm going to go live. I'm going to try this brand new Nude Girl. I love the name of it. Nude. Why Nude Girl?
Okay. So, for one, well, number one, I love puns. Anyone who knows me knows I'm very corny. I will admit that. I'm very corny. I love puns.
Aww.
And I also wanted the name. It's a Caribbean brand. I'm, of course, I am from the Caribbean.
Of course.
So it's a Caribbean company, a Caribbean brand. I wanted the name to reflect that. And so, yeah, you look. She's looking at it, guys.
You know what? You know what, guys? Let me let you know what I'm seeing. So I just unboxed here. And I'm now holding the sugaring wax. So, you know, you heard sugaring, you thought it'd be like sugar. It is like a wax. It is a real sugaring wax.
Yeah.
So it looks kind of really good to eat. And that's the first question I asked her. I was like, so wait, can I eat this?
No, ma'am. I do not recommend that. It was not not marketed for that purpose at all.
But you hear sugar and you think, oh, this is going to be sweet and delicious, right? It looks like maple syrup, actually.
It does look like honey or syrup.
Or pancake syrup. It looks really, really...
Yes.
Can I open and take a nice whiff? Okay.
Take your time,
eh? Yeah, I don't want to get it all over all over the board, but...
Yeah. It's very sticky.
And it comes with a nice kit. We have the, of course, the applicator.
Right. So this, the kit that you're currently, is our flagship product, is our top seller on our website, which is www.nudegyal.com. That kit is the Bare Essential Kit. And that kit includes... You smell it. It does smell good. So that
It smells amazing.
Yes. So that kit includes our pre-sugaring. Do not eat it, ma'am.
It smells like it should be on my waffle. It smells so good.
Careful. You don't spill it over the side.
Oh,
when you're closing it, be careful.
Okay.
It's very sticky. Right. So as I was mentioning, that kit is our Bare Essential Kit. It comes with the pre-sugaring drying powder. It also comes with a reusable applicator. It comes with 12 reusable wax strips and a post-sugaring soothing essence for after you finish removing the hair to soothe the skin. And the star of the show, which is the 8-ounce sugaring wax, and a tweezer, which is a free gift. It also comes with a scannable QR code, which takes you to a plethora of resources, including tips, do's and don'ts, demo videos, along with our social media handles, our Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, customer service email, and and demo videos, tutorial videos as well, and also testimonials from customers. I could tell you it's great, but you could go and see the testimonials of people who actually used and purchased the product as well.
No, this is so fantastic. I love more that, you know, it was created in a time where a lot of people were saying, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
There's no jobs. And here you are just being innovative. And here you are just, you know, f- fighting it and going through. And as you said, humble beginnings. Where there's a will, there'll always be a way.
That's right.
And I love that determination.
Thank you.
About you. The color scheme, everything. I love this.
So that kit is actually one of two that we have. So that kit is sold exclusively via our website, www.nudegalorganic.com, and also on our Carib Shopper platform, which delivers to the US and Canada as well. And we have a basic kit, which is sold in all Pennywise locations, all JD's Supercare locations, all Bellaroo locations,
wow.
And if you're in Tobago at Waterfront Pharmacy, along with our website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between the Bare Essential kit that I just mentioned and the basic kit is that the basic kit comes with the same 8-ounce sugar and wax, 6 reusable wax strips, a reusable applicator, a tweezer as a free gift, and also the same scannable QR code that takes you to the resources that I mentioned earlier.
Right.
So, of course, the price is different as well. The kit that is sold in retail locations sells for about $125 TT, and the Bare Essential kit, which is sold, as I mentioned, on our website and also on our Carib Shopper platform, on our website, is sold for $185 TT. We do offer delivery. It's $35 across Trinidad and Tobago. We'd also deliver to Tobago as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, for me now, I want to know, how do you differentiate your product from other hair removal options such as waxing, shaving, laser?
Okay, so the difference and the beauty about our product, Nude Gal Sugar and Wax, is that one, it is made from natural ingredients. So if you have sensitive skin, this is the product for you. It's made from 3 very simple ingredients, sugar, water, citrus, right?
Okay.
So it's good for sensitive skin. Another thing is, unlike with waxing, where you need a wax pot to use that product, with our product, you will not risk getting burned, because you can simply warm it up in your microwave for like 5 to 10 seconds and use it. So you don't need expensive equipment like a wax pot.
Okay.
Another thing too is that they're mature friendly. Because, as I mentioned before, it is made from natural ingredients, so it is water soluble. So unlike with traditional wax, mm-hmm. where once you apply the wax, you have to follow through, you know, or you have to use a product like oil-based products to remove it, which can clog your pores. With this product, if you find that, you know, it's too intense for you,
mm-hmm.
you can simply just use a damp cloth and just wipe it off and try again later.
Right. Yeah, that's the best part.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best part for me, because I don't know, I've only waxed once,
mm-hmm.
and I did not enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was not very nice.
Yes. Yes. And another thing too is that it's also less painful in comparison to traditional wax. Not painless, but less painful. And the reason...
Can I use it on my upper lip?
You can use it anywhere you have unwanted hair. You can use it on underarms, your legs, to do your... Because that's one of our frequently asked questions is, can I use this to remove hair from my intimate areas? Like to do your bikini or Brazilian wax? Yes, you can.
Right.
There are lots of testimonials on our social media platform, especially our Instagram, of people saying, you know, I've done my own Brazilian myself.
Right.
You know? And of course, you could use it to remove unwanted hair on your legs and underarms, anywhere you have unwanted hair, really.
I'm definitely going to try my beard and mustache, you know.
Yeah,
my little strands, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely going to try that as soon as I get home this afternoon. Now, can you tell me, how do you ensure that your product suits sensitive skin, and what precautions should users take, if any?
Well, as I mentioned, it's made from the 3 natural ingredients, which is a sugar, water, citrus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, as I mentioned before, just really natural ingredients. So people with sensitive skin can use it. Could you repeat the other half of the question?
It shouldn't be a problem, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And we were just asking, what precautions should users take in terms of, you know?
Well, it's not anything that will cause you harm. Once you follow the instructions, which are detailed on the label of the wax, you should be fine. It's uh-huh. very clear, you know. It also states, the only precaution I would say is to not overheat it, because sugar in wax gets hot fast.
Right.
And it is stated on the label not to overheat it. So there are instructions.
Oy, oy, oy. Yeah, because they don't want to get burnt, people.
Right. So you could reheat it for like 5 to 10 seconds or 10-second intervals to ensure it's a consistency that's easy to spread.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're good to go.
Okay. All right. So you have to know what works for you, what heat you could take, if you understand, yeah?
Well, not necessarily. Everyone's microwave is different.
Yes.
Right? So some microwave may need just 10 seconds. Some people's microwave might need 15 seconds. So I would advise... Or some people's microwave might need 5 seconds. So just warm it in the microwave for 5 to 10 seconds and just see if it's easy to spread. There should be no discomfort when you're applying the product.
Okay. All right. I feel I'm a 10-second microwave.
Okay.
Now, what kind of customer feedback have you received and how have you used it to improve your product and the business?
The feedback I have received has been very, majority of it has been very positive. In the early years, the problems I used to, complaints I used to have was with delivery.
Okay.
And that was when I used to be on a subscription-based platform in the early years. That was when I just started. And as I mentioned, coming from very humble beginnings, I had to just start start with what I had.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the business started to grow as it gained popularity on social media. And so the platform that I was on, they said, you know, deliveries is your product delivery is causing a backlog with our other vendors on the platform. So they were telling me, you know, you may have to get your own delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I made a decision to just end my subscription with them and just build my own e-commerce platform. And since then, I haven't had any complaints really with delivery.
Mm-hmm.
But the feedback has been positive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I love that. Now, what are some of the most effective marketing strategies to reach your potential customers? We heard that you tried, of course, the social media influencers with the unboxing. What else have you tried and dabbled
with? I would say invest in sponsored ads. Invest in Facebook and Instagram ads. You know,
mm-hmm.
put some ad spend behind that, because the way how the algorithm is set up, if you're not spending money on ads, your product is not going to be seen by the right people or the right customers. So, but I know, again, if in the earlys, when you're now starting your business, thinking about putting money behind ads is a big yeah. task, because I couldn't do it in the earlys.
Exactly.
You know, that was why I was very grateful that I reached out to these people and asked them who had a bigger platform and asked them to promote on my behalf. So I would suggest people start there, you know.
Yeah.
Reach out to people who have platforms, ask them, you know, if they would be able to promote. Some of them you have to pay them, and that's fine, you know. So don't be afraid of no's.
Exactly.
You know, don't be afraid. So you ask this person to tell you no, you give up. No, try somebody else.
Right. Okay. That's the best piece of advice there. Now, please tell us about any collaborations or partnerships that you have formed to promote your product and brand.
Well, as I mentioned before, our product is sold on the Carib Shopper platform. So we've partnered with Carib Shopper, and they are our partners to do our deliveries to the US and Canada.
Okay.
So we've partnered with them. They post our content on their social media platform, and they do a bit of marketing for us to the Caribbean diaspora in the US and Canada.
And how did that link come about?
They called me actually and said that they have seen my product online and that they would love for me to partner with them. And we had a conversation, and I joined with them, and I have been seeing results from very positive results from that partnership as well.
Girl, what influences did you use for them to just reach out to you?
Well,
just so?
You know, in the earlys, and again, this was the business launch in 2021. It's now 2023. So, of course, you know, we'd say with Fat Joe, you know, today's price is not yesterday's price.
Right.
So I'm not saying you will necessarily be successful with these people, but these are the people I reached out to, and I'm so grateful and so appreciative of them. But like influencers like Tons and Mayara, I'd reached out to Shanada Matadine. Actually, Shanada, when I had reached out to her initially, you know, she is one of the influencers that also contributed significantly to the popularity as well. I remember when initially I reached out to her, you know, she told me her fee and I couldn't afford it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I was having a sale and she bought the product with her own money.
Mm.
So, and then she did a review on her TikTok, and the sales just started coming in. So I would suggest for small businesses to reach out to like micro influencers, people who they may not have 200,000 followers, but they have a following that people will trust them because they are more authentic with their content, you know, versus somebody who have like 300,000 followers. Not just not knocking anyone that is that has 300,000 followers, of course, I'm not knocking anyone, but you know, people tend to trust micro influencers more when they give their opinions on products and services.
It's very, very true.
Yeah.
Now, how do you stay up to date with the industry trends and changes in the marketplace?
Google, right? True. I am always on. I have Google Alerts. I know what's going on with my competitors. I know what's going on with people in the region, overseas. I have just been doing my own research, but mainly Google, TikTok as well. I search hashtags. I search handles. And YouTube, really. Google, TikTok, YouTube.
Google, TikTok, YouTube.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take a break after this one. Now, what advice would you give someone just starting to build a brand online and sell a product?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Firstly, I would tell you, not even just, if, whether you're doing it online or, you know, if it's service-based or anywhere, first thing I would tell you to do is to remove your ego from your business. That's the first thing. And I'm speaking from personal experience. Remove your ego. Although I launched this business in August 2021, I had this business idea sitting on for months. Because I was projecting my insecurities on my business. I was saying, I'm not from here. No one knows me. I'm not popular. How am I going to promote this product? You know? I was also saying, I still feel this way, but that the packaging is ugly.
Oh, so, no, are you kidding? No, and that was like the first compliment that I gave you.
I know. That's the thing. And that's the point I'm making, to remove your ego from your business, because I was holding off on putting it out there because I'm like, the packaging is ugly.
No.
And nobody will want this.
No, it's total opposite. I'm like going to reuse the bag. The bag with these strips. I'm going to reuse. I'm someone that recycles. So I will reuse it just because I love the color.
Okay.
As I said,
that's what I'm saying. So you see where I'm going with this? Remove your ego from your business. Don't project your insecurities onto your business. Just start, and then as you progress and your business grows, you can improve things, because I definitely intend to improve the packaging. That's on my to-do list for 2023. It will be changing. And another thing I have is pivot. Learn how to pivot. You may have an idea of how you want, or you envision your business, and this is how you want it to look, especially if it's packaging. This is what you want it to look like. This is what you this is how you want it to be. However, you do not possess the, and I'm speaking again from personal experiences, you may not possess the resources to acquire it. You know, initially, the packaging that, as I mentioned, that I envisioned was not, it's still not what I want it to be.
Okay.
But when I launched, I did not possess the resources to pay for the containers or the packaging that I want. So I went back to Google to find what are the alternatives that can give me the same similar results to what I initially envisioned. And that's how I arrived at the packaging I have today.
Right.
So if I had continued to be in my feelings again, projecting my insecurities and just refusing to pivot and be flexible, my product would not be out today.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
So those two things I would say are very crucial. Remove your ego from your business, be flexible, and pivot.
Right. I love that. All right, guys. So we're in studio with Deandra, and this has been an eye-opening one for me. Of course, Deandra Grandison is the founder and operations manager of Nude Gal Personal Care Limited. I have to say it with my Jamaican accent. It just sounds better, you know? Nude Gal Personal Care Limited. I will do the voiceover for you when you're ready. Nude Gal.
I will hold it to that.
Nude Gal Personal Care. Sound like a yardie?
A little bit. You had it Nude Gal, but then you just went up by the personal.
Jeez.
But the Nude Gal was perfect.
Nude Gal.
Perfect.
Nude Gal Personal Care.
Nude Gal Personal Care Limited.
Personal Care Limited.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. So in studio with Deandra, we'll come back right after this to talk more about the product and, of course, her journey, which has been amazing and mind-blowing, to say the least. So this is How We Do It, Digital World, right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. It's your girl, Janine. And I know I don't have Karen with me today, but he's with us in spirit, right? So we'll be right back.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Yes, my friends, and we are back. Freedom 106.5, the digital world. Janine and, of course, Karen Rose, he's not in today, but we have our beautiful guests in studio. We have Deandra Grandison, the founder and operations manager of Nude Gal Personal Care Limited, right? So y'all could get your Nude Gal products here one time. So we continue with the with the interview, but for those of you that just joined us, Deandra has a fantastic product, the sugaring wax. Very, very different, very safe for all those persons that have sensitive skin. And it maybe it's your first time even trying waxing, but it's very, very safe for persons like that, you know, unlike me, because I'm not a big person on waxing. Plus, I'm not very hairy. I don't, you know, but I'll, as I said, I will go live when I get home this afternoon with my beautiful kit, because I received a kit this afternoon. I got the Bare Essentials kit in the turquoise that I absolutely love. So I'm going to go home and really try the product this afternoon before I head out on my legs. As we were discussing on off air, for the beginners, the amateurs like myself, honeys, start with a bigger space.
Yeah, like your legs, and work your way up. I've had customers, and I'm like, kudos to you, girl. Big up you. Who messaged me and said, girl, this is my first time ever. You waxed, you know, and I did my Brazilian myself. Oh. And you're like, you know, it wasn't that bad.
What?
And I was like, big up you, girl.
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of you.
That's real crazy.
You know? But I would recommend you practice on a larger area first. Practice on your legs,
mm-hmm.
You know? Get a hang of the technique. Again, the instructions are on the label. If you need demo, like if you're someone who's visual,
yes, me,
you could scan the QR code. There's a QR code that's on the front of the box.
Mm-hmm.
There's a QR code on the inside of the box. There is also a QR code on the wax itself. Scan any of them, and you will see a link. Click that link, and you will see a link. You will see many links, and choose the one that has the demo videos.
Okay.
And watch the video.
It's that simple, guys. Now, Deandra, what are your plans for the future of Nude Gal Organic Strip Sugaring Wax?
Okay.
And how do you plan to grow your business in the coming years?
Okay. So, initially, we launched as Nude Gal Organic,
mm-hmm.
and we are in the process of rebranding to Nude Gal Personal Care Limited,
okay.
and that is in alignment with our intentions to expand the product line to personal care products. So at this time, I won't disclose what those products will be or are at this time, because they're still in development stages. But for now, we mm-hmm. are the home of TNT's number one amateur friendly sugaring wax kit, Nude Gal Sugaring Wax.
Wow. And how does that feel? Because, I mean, number one, you're a trainee by now, because you said to me off air, you've been here for quite some time.
Yes, I've been here.
You're a trainee. Yeah, yeah, you're going through it with us, right? Pandemic, no pandemic, carnival, no carnival,
right.
No hospital bed, everything. You're going through the things with us. So you're a trainee now. Right,
we're taking
you. I take in you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're my trainee sister.
Thanks, my love.
You know, because enough trainees want a song like "Oh, the Yardies," the Jamaican song. You know, you're here, done here, my little twang there already. So mm-hmm. I have accepted you as my trainee sister.
And I accept you as my Jamaican sister.
Oh, now how has the reception been in Trinidad, being a business owner and actually having a thriving product?
Well, as I mentioned before, I am very low-key. I'm very shy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really popular per se on the entrepreneur business scene in Trinidad. So I'm no. This is me doing this interview is a part of me trying to step out of my comfort zone and put myself out there more to bring some more recognition to my brand.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, when I do go to events, because I would go to events and be like, oh, my name is Deandra. crickets, tumbleweeds,
right,
silence. And I said, oh, I own New Gal. They're like, that's you?
Right.
That's your product? I know it. I've heard of it, or I've used it, or my friend used it. Mm. It's great. So it's been really positive so far, and I'm extremely grateful.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So we're excited to see where it's going to take you. And of course, for those new products, personal care items, really excited to see. What about getting the product in any of those spas? Have you ever
Again, those things
them?
are in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So as I mentioned to you before, the packaging is not ideal. So I'm working on improving the packaging. And then from there, I will look to expand the product line. So you know, it's one step at a time.
Right.
And everything will happen at the right time. But us transitioning from New Gal Organic to New Gal Personal Care Limited is because that is the direction that we're heading.
Right.
So definitely you see it in spas soon as well.
Okay, fantastic. Because that's where you need to be.
Such a
fantastic product. Now, let's go back to the persons that, you know, want to know more about the Carb Shopper. Now, tell us about any challenges that you face selling your products on Carb Shopper and how you've worked to overcome some of these challenges.
Well, to date, I haven't had any major problems working with Carib Shopper. If you are an entrepreneur in Trinidad and Jamaica, I would highly recommend you join their platform. They handle the logistics of delivery and also of you receiving payments. As you are aware, there is a big challenge with Forex in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
So it really makes it easy for, even if you have your own website, it may be difficult to accept payment. So they would accept the payment from your US and Canada clients or customers on your behalf and then send it to your account.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to big up Chrisia as well. Chrisia Lane, who is our liaison, the Trinidad liaison. She is absolutely fantastic. She is always on the ball. She keeps you in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any problems, which not really many,
right. But
if there's anything that you need to be up to date with, Chrisia is the person. She always makes herself available. She's very pleasant. And all the staff I have met so far are also very pleasant as well and knowledgeable and really want to see their merchants win and be successful. And big up Kadon as well, who is the CEO. You can tell he really genuinely cares, you know, about the merchants.
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly recommend Carib Shopper if you're trying to get your products in the Caribbean diaspora in the US and Canada.
Okay, good. Well, people are going to want to know more on that.
And if they want to know more, they could visit the Carib Shopper platform, www.caribshopper.com, and just scroll down about the, I think there's a section on the site that says, like, if you want to learn more, just reach out to them. They're very responsive.
Okay. All right. Understood. Now, what are the lessons you've learned as an entrepreneur? Tell us.
Not everything will go as planned.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a plan, as I mentioned before. You will have a plan. You want it to your product to look a certain way. You want things to go a certain way, but most times it won't.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, as I mentioned before, be flexible and pivot.
Yes, roll really with the punches.
Be flexible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've learned to do. I've always been a very rigid person, so I've learned to be very flexible when it comes to my business.
All right. So I want us to talk a little bit about your affiliate program.
Okay, great. So at New Gal Personal Care Limited, we have an affiliate program or a referral program where when you sign up, you have a dedicated platform where you will generate your unique referral or affiliate link. And when you share that link with your followers on social media or WhatsApp, wherever you want to share that link, and once that person clicks the link and purchases a product using that link, you will receive a 10% commission of that sale.
What? Me?
Yeah, you. Anybody.
Me, simple me?
Mm-hmm. 10% commission.
I can make 10% today?
Yeah, you could.
All right, so sign up for the affiliate program before I do the video.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No, we have to talk. So before you leave, you will punch in whatever for me.
Right.
Here.
So to access the information, you can go on our website, which is www.nudegalorganic, which is NEWDGYAL. ORGANIC.com, and you'll see a section on our page that says affiliate. Click that and you'll see the sign up information. Then please ensure that you have a TNT bank account in your name.
Yes.
That is how you receive your payment.
Yes, I have one in my name.
Nice.
Right.
And you'll receive 10% of each sale.
Yes, please. anything for the little extras, you know.
And this affiliate program at this time is only open to residents of TNT or persons with a TNT bank account in their name. It's not open to anyone outside of TNT at this time, unless you have a bank account in TNT in your name. But it's a good way to earn money, you know. I want to share the profits with my customers. There are people who say, you know, I love your product, I recommend it to my friend, my cousins, etc. I'm like, well, join our affiliate program.
Yeah.
Give them your unique affiliate link and have them purchase using that link. And the beauty about our affiliate program is you'll be able to track your earnings. So you will go, when you log into the platform, you will see how many times people click your link, how many times people view it, and how much money you've earned. So I cannot thief you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. It's very transparent.
Yes, very transparent. Like
I love that. Yes. No, I'm really trying to see.
If you want, no, I had already made a post on my Instagram, which is Nude Gal Organic. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the stories now, you will see where I put the link and you'll see all the instructions. And so go on our Instagram right now. At Nude Gal Organic,
NEWDGYALORNIC,
and just check the stories now and just swipe, and then you'll see where I have a post that says earn money with us, and then you'll see the link. Click that link and then you'll see all the information on how to sign up and start earning money.
Great. I'm looking for the thing to make money. I mean, looking for that affiliate.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. And you see the instructions, very, very detailed instructions. Follow the instructions. I was very intentional in creating a step-by-step guide. Just follow the instructions and I will approve you. Once I see that you have a TNT bank account in your name, it's very important. Not your cousin's name.
Well, of course, I have
not
it in
your
my name.
Friend's name. Your name, please.
I love this. I love that we can make money, darling.
Yes.
People are not on the website yet signing up to be affiliate. We have a call, but I haven't reached that part of the segment yet. So no, not yet. But I am in front of it here now with my name. We can enter. I can auto fill everything here, right? Because I can now become an affiliate of this product and I could make some money via my IG.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Love that for you as well.
I love it for me, girl. Yeah. Come on. Do you have a bank account in Trinidad? Yes. Okay.
And make sure you include your social media handles as well so we can see, you know, your platforms.
Right. Okay. Well,
just follow the instructions, very clear instructions when you have the time.
Yeah, when I get the time.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice things happening in front of me, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about this. Now, tell people how they could contact you on social media.
Okay, well, you can follow us on Instagram at Nude Gal, which is NEWDGYALORGANIC, Nude Gal Organic. You can follow us on TikTok, Nude Gal Organic _ Sugar Wax. You can follow us on Facebook. We lost access to our first Facebook page, so you'll have to look up. Yeah, so you'll have to look up Nude Gal Organic new page.
Right.
So you type in our name, but you see the one that says new page. Click that one. Follow that one. And you can also purchase your products from any of the following retail locations, which is our basic kit, and the 8-ounce sugaring wax is sold in all Pennywise locations, all JD Supercare locations, all Bellaroo location, and in Waterfront Pharmacy and in Tobago. And if you're listening, if you're in the US, if you're in Canada, you can purchase our Bare Essential kit and the 8-ounce sugaring wax via our Carib Shopper platform, which is at www.caribshopper.com/nudegalorganic.
Wow.
And also, especially just for this show, we have we're offering a 10% discount code called Digital World. So when you use that discount code, you will receive 10% off the Bare Essential sugaring wax kit.
Wow, a digital code.
Yeah, digital.
Digital so world, guys.
Use the code Digital Word, Digital World, for 10% off the Bare Essential kit from our Nude Gal Organic website. Delivery is $35 in Trinidad.
Wow. So don't forget to use Digital World for your 10% off. All right. and that's on, of course, the Bare Essential Sugaring Wax Kit.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love this interview. I love what you did there.
Yeah.
And I really can't wait to see what comes next in the personal care.
Of course,
care
and I'd definitely love to come back to tell you more about it and to show you more. You know, I'll definitely send you a package, of course.
Yeah, we're going to have you back. I mean, you're going to see me trying to do this thing on my leg later.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try a thing. Plus, I'm going to be affiliate first.
Of course.
So we'll approve my quick.
And of course.
We'll move to suits. So
yes.
We're going into business one time.
Of course.
10% and plus it become an affiliate. This is what business is all about, especially for the entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So any young entrepreneur looking up to you right now, what word of advice would you give them?
Wow, to even think that is amazing that anybody will look up to me. I am also a baby in this business too.
No, there are people that heard all this and like, wow, and are looking up to you. So tell me, what would you tell someone like that?
The same thing it's like a song right now. But first of all, remove your ego from your business. Learn to be flexible and pivot and just start. It may sound cliche, but start.
Mm-hmm.
Start with what you have and where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And as time progresses, you improve as you go along. But start. Don't sit on it. Don't doubt yourself. There are people out there who are doing well and succeeding, doing the absolute bare minimum and mediocre things. So go ahead and put your stuff out there too. And always remember, this is something I always remind myself too, is that there is an entire aisle dedicated to bread.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like, oh, there's already too much of what I want to put out into. Add yours to it too, beloved. Add yours too.
Mm-hmm.
There is more than enough to go around.
Yes, exactly.
Try it.
That is beautiful. Now give us all the handles all over again, the website all over again. We have a questionnaire. Ask them to repeat the name of the IG account. So
okay,
just
no
give
problem.
Us everybody.
So our Instagram handle is at NewedGalOrganic. So that's NEWD. GYALORGANIC.
Mm-hmm.
Nude Gal Organic. There's no S at the end. Our TikTok is Nude Gal Organic _ Sugar Wax. And our Facebook is Nude Gal Organic new page. As I mentioned before, we lost our first page. So if when you type in our name, you'll see two pages.
Mm-hmm.
Follow like the one that says nude page. And if you want to get in contact with us, we also offer wholesale. So you could contact customer service at nudegalorganic.com and reach out to us or send us a DM if you find us too lengthy to and we could talk.
Right.
Or you could contact us via 303-2446.
303-2446. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds really, really great. And we're really happy that you came through today and that you shared your wisdom and your knowledge. Congratulations on Carb Shoppers. That's a big thing. You know? So congratulations on that. And of course, introducing something as positive as the affiliate program with your product. And thanks for being a Jamaican. But on your box, it says proudly made in Trinidad and Tobago.
Because that's where it's made.
You know, so I think Trinidad and Tobago, this is another example of why you need to start with what you have, where you are, right?
Yes.
Because it's going to get done. Whether you do it or not, it's going to get done. But I'm very proud that it says made in Trinidad and Tobago. That's my favorite
part. This is a Caribbean brand. The name is very Caribbean. The color scheme is Caribbean. This is not a Jamaica or Trinidad. This is a Caribbean brand.
It is beautiful.
Yes.
I love it. I love the blue. I love it. I can hold it close to my face because it made it where I born. So I'm excited about that and excited to try it this evening.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much for passing through. Anything you want to tell us in closing?
Just thank you as well for having me as well. I'm very grateful. I want to also say a big thank you to the Nude Gals. I call my customers the Nude Gals.
Oh.
I want to say a big thank you all to your support. I want to say for your purchase and your support. I also want to thank all the influence. I can't name all of you because I have very bad memory, so please don't feel anyway.
Right.
But I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to you, especially the ones that partnered with me in the earlys, you know, who were so kind and gracious to promote my product on their platform for free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very, very appreciative of each and every one of you. And even the ones that I had to pay, you know, as things progress, still grateful because they could have also said no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm also very grateful to my business partners, my mentors, and just my family and friends. Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Deandra, for coming through. And we look forward to seeing what is next in the Nude Gal Personal Care Limited. We look forward to seeing everything that you have in store for us.
Yes, excited to share them.
Yes, we are looking forward, you know. So to all the nude girls.
Nude gals, yes.
All the nude gals, we want you to listen up to this next rude gal, all right? Representing the beautiful Barbados. Here comes some Rihanna, right? Mm-hmm. How's my Jamaican accent?
It kind of a little off, man. I'm not gonna lie, you know? But you're trying. So I will give you points for effort. But I appreciate you trying. But yeah, go on, man. With little time, don't worry yourself.
Yeah.
With little time, you'll have it perfect. But you're doing good. You're doing good so far. I like it.
I always do it, and I say, oh Lord, the Jamaicans must be not like me too much now, because I always on this. No, I was on all, my
it's
own
all
vibe.
Love. It's yeah, all love. We
yeah,
love that.
Yeah. Okay, good. May I try a thing?
That was perfect. That right there? Perfect.
Oh.
May I try a thing? Say it again.
May I try a thing?
Perfect.
Perfect. I like it. A 10 out of 10. Oh my gosh. I like it. All right, guys. So we take a nice break. When we come back, we got more Inside the Digital World right here, Freedom 106.5 FM. Thank you again so much, Deandra, for passing through.
Thank you for having me.
And wishing you the very, very best.
Thank you, Janine. Have a great day, everyone.
Yes.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
It is just about 20 minutes after the hour of 2 p.m. The voice of Janine here. And of course, we're going to wrap up today and everything that we just got the information for. So I got to send plenty love going out to Deandra Grandi's son. Of course, what an awesome interview. And got to send a special thank you to her for this beautiful kit, guys. I'm very excited to go home and actually try this. The nude gal, shout out to all the nude gals out there. The Nude Gal Bare Essential Sugaring Wax Kit, all natural hair removal, made right here in Trinidad and Tobago. Very proud of that fact that it's on that box. So thank you to Deandra once again for passing through. As we move on with the show, guys, I wanted to just touch on this. So it was on my mind that I was like, hey, it's after Carnival. A lot of people are probably studying. All right, I just spent a lot of money on the parties, on the outfits, on getting around. And how do I make back some of that money right now? On the other hand, a lot of people now that were providers and were in the service industry, the makeup artists, the videographers, the mixologists, all those persons, they don't have so many jobs right now coming in. So, of course, the thought of what is the skill to learn now to kind of set you up. So I decided to Google a little bit. So it says some high income skills to learn without a degree. All right, so I'll just list a couple of them. So first of all, they have SOE. Now, SOE stands for Search Engine Optimization. Simply put, it's an act of fine-tuning content to cater to a search engine's algorithm. All right, best practices for Google, Bing, and other popular search engines are constantly changing. So search engine optimization is ever evolving and a very competitive field. Understanding the intricacies of the SOE can put you in a great place career-wise, not only in this high-income skill that's great in demand, but knowing the SEO stands to open up doors for working freelancers. And of course, for the persons looking to start their own business. So that's the first thing there. And then they have copywriting. Now, we're no stranger to this one. You might not have heard of this skill before, but you should have, especially if you've been listening to the digital world. But copywriters, they are a vital part of marketing and advertising. And put simply, copywriters are specialized in a form of writing. Now, the goal is to inform potential customers and encourage them to take a specific action. Now, this could be to fill out a form, make a purchase, or even just click the link. Now, whatever the case may be, copywriters must use their ways with words to guide prospects in the right direction. All right, so every company is looking out there for a copywriter. Now, the fact is that good copywriting can have such a large impact on the bottom line of a business, and it makes the biggest difference. And of course, it could help you in a profitable way, and for it's also a high income skill to learn. All right, so all my young people that are out there studying, what on earth am I gonna do? Some of you can work with marketing agencies, and if you prefer to be a freelancer like myself, you can do this with the copywriting. So copywriting comes with plenty of freedom, and you could work on your own terms and earn a very high salary. The next skill here we have is a software development. All right. Now, can you imagine a world without software developers? No, I can't, because that's where the world is heading, right? We rely so much on smartphones and computers to do everything. Now, developers work behind the scene to make our digital lives possible. Developers work diligently to create mobile apps. So there you go, computer software and so much more. And of course, we need them to participate in web development, creating front-end interfaces for external applications or internal databases. So the software developers are very, very important. All right. Of course, I believe they have some programs at UTT, and maybe you could check out UE as well. Also, SAM. And COSTAT for those short courses or courses on software development. And you could check out online too. As you heard this afternoon, Deandra was explaining that, hey, she Googled how to get it done on YouTube and on Google, the University of Google. And, you know, she got a free course. So maybe you could do that as well if you're interested in becoming a software developer, because that's where the money is, you know. They say ever since the digital revolution, software development has been one of the most lucrative and high-paying skills you can possibly have. All right, so every single piece of software you've ever used in your life was brought to life by a dedicated developer. All right, so get out there and do it. The next one is sales, a skill in sales. You can't go around. There's another profitable skill that you can use pretty much anywhere at any time, right? It's the element of sales in the industry. You have some top earners can make up to six figures or more, and companies take care of their sales team as they're responsible for generating revenue and taking care of the organization's bottom line. All right, so you may find lots of opportunities to work for commissions and whatnot in that area, in the sales area. So there's no shortage of motivation or work, because there are many skillful salespersons that thrive in the electric sales environment, and so much more in the beauty environment as well. So sales is a big one. And the fifth one here I see, the fifth one is project management. So they use their abilities to communicate, stay organized, and lead the team. Now, high-paying skills is slightly different from others, as it doesn't always require technical know-how. All right, degree programs exist for project management, but more and more companies are moving past formal education requirements in favor of talent and experience. That's where you come in. Yeah, you sitting down there thinking that they won't choose you, they'll choose you. Now, as a project manager, your job is to oversee an organization's daily operations to complete large-scale assignments. And it's pretty broad description, but that's because every industry needs a project manager. I love this next one, six. This is where I actually had an interest in web design. I feel like this is the skill to learn. I don't know how this is not number one, but web design for me is right up there in something that I want to do and learn quickly. So like we mentioned earlier, every company needs a well-designed website. So there are almost 2 billion websites on the internet, and that number will only grow as we head deeper into this new digital age. Now, web design is one of those tasks that businesses need regardless of the industry. You know, so like even entrepreneurs, artists, we've been telling so many artists, hey, get your website. All these young entrepreneurs, even myself. You all had a conversation with we had a conversation with Karen a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, wait, how do you do this thing again? How do you sign up for free? How do you get it? Tell me, Karen, what do I do? So point is, you definitely need your website. And whatever you do, you're selling soaps, you're doing nails, you're doing barbering, you definitely need to get that that website in. All right, so it's a very, very high in demand. It's a high income as well. And the skill doesn't require a ton of in-depth coding knowledge. It's a very, very simple software engineering or back-end coding. So designers either pass their creations along to developers or work with website builders and content managers like the WordPress. All right, so Focatics and make it a viable choice for any creative mind. All right. Also, there's real estate. Rowdy real estate industry going down here. Hi, ay, ay. So there's real estate. Y'all could get involved in that. Well, it's pretty cool, the real estate industry. There are couples to approach. And as an agent, you can facilitate sales and earn commissions on your work. High-priced properties can make a significant income. However, even selling many average-priced homes can give you a financial security that you're looking for. So real estate is definitely something you want to take a course in. And I know that you can get that course done at Roytech. There's a lovely real estate course offered at Roytech. So if you want to check it out, you can. And I'm only going to give you about two more. All right, we have the content marketing. So many people confuse content marketing with copywriting. While both skills usually involve the love of writing, content marketing is about using various forms of content to support the growth objectives of a business, right? So two different things. In other words, the scope of the content marketing is a bit broader, and you may produce content, increase brand awareness, tell a story, educate, or simply to inspire customers. So content marketing is a high-paying skill with ample flexibility and many possible routes to go, all right? Many eventually work for themselves developing content for eager clients. And then we have number 10, graphic design. One of my favorites. By the way, any rel-skilled graphic designers listening to me right now, you could hit me up on a WhatsApp. I want to get in contact with you. I need a graphic designer ASAP. Now, they say graphic design is a marketable and high-income skill that leads to many work opportunities, especially travel. You get to travel a lot and stuff. And you can land a full-time career in advertising or work on your own through freelance endeavors, etc. Graphic design is a creative pursuit, and it does require work to improve at it, all right? It's not like web design where you can start with templates and pre-made elements. Many graphic designers create their own work from scratch to convey a message or to establish a theme. All right, there's no shortage of projects to tackle. As a graphic designer, you may find yourself catering to all the masses, even creating logos one day or drawing up for infographics the next. All right, so that's a little insight into what you could be doing right now, probably just to improve you and your skills, to make you more marketable out here, and of course to earn you some extra income and earn you some extra dollars. As I know right now, after the mother of all carnivals, a lot of people are like, ooh, my pocket, right? So you get the opportunity to, you know, really hear how you can make some extra income in all of that. All right, so I hope that was beneficial to you. I hope you enjoyed that little tidbit there. All right, so my friends that are locked on, all right, on to some kind of entertainment now. So all y'all listen to this now. Y'all know the actor Robert Downey Jr., right? Now he has made roughly, listen to this people, he has made roughly $435 million from playing Iron Man. How fair is that? Like, that's crazy. Actor Robert Downey Jr. has reportedly made around $435 million during his time in the franchise, with his base pay increasing from $2.5 million for the first Iron Man movie to $75 million for Avengers Endgame. Downey's paycheck and back-end deals increased over the years, and he topped Forbes' highest-paid actors list in 2013, 2014, and 2015, taking in $75 million annually for 3 years. Downey's success in the MCU allowed him to have a giant watch collection, own a garage of vintage cars, and purchase homes in the Hamptons and Malibu. All right, that's pretty nice. $435 million, $75 million to pay in Avengers. It's crazy. I need to be an actor. What are you doing here? I need to be an actor out here, people. Oh, and y'all saw this. This is for the sports fans. Y'all saw this, that Messi is officially the GOAT. Y'all saw all that, right? With 700 goals, he's a seven-time Best Player Award recipient, and he has also gained 77 individual awards. He is truly the GOAT, the greatest of all times. Do you agree, or do you think Ronaldo is the GOAT? Big debate there. But according to this page, Messi is the official greatest of all times. You could chime in and let me know. And of course, 306-1065 if you would like to chime in on that. But I think Messi is well deserving of it. And I love that. I actually love that. And now listen to this. I thought this was really, really cool. Audi introduces a new projector turning signal. So not just your normal indicator. Who wants a normal indicator in 2023? No. This one projects it down on the ground. On the pitch. It's a projector. So you see it there. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna share it on my IG stories now. Now it says the Audi A6 e-tron has showcased recently is not only equipped with cutting-edge LED lighting technology, but also features innovative projector turn signals. These turn signals have the ability to project images or videos on the ground. What's even more impressive is that the projectors are integrated with the car's design, allowing drivers to project without being too flashy. Now, this is real flashy. You'll have to go look at it on my page at JYNNYN. Go and check it out. This is interesting. Go Audi. I like it. So can you project a movie? Can you use this to project like a movie, maybe a YouTube video? You know, something. I don't know. Just the turning signals. Okay, that's cool. But you can definitely check out the full video on my IG page, right? At JYNNYN. But I thought that was pretty cool of Audi to be coming out with that. And then this boggled me a while ago. A couple of days ago, I saw this. The world's most expensive water will cost $60,000 a bottle. You heard me right, $60,000 a bottle for water. And all it not even looking like it's a good, and not even looking like a good 5 liters, you know. Looking like a small bottle of water. Let me read you the details. Why don't I? So a single bottle of water worth a whopping $60,000, known as the Tributo Mondellani, right? Acqua de Cristallo. And it's the world's most expensive water bottle ever sold. This unique, one-of-a-kind bottle is handcrafted, covered with platinum, and encrusted with over 6,000 high-quality diamonds. It features a blend of natural spring water from Fiji and France, as well as glacier water from Iceland. The funds raised from the auction was donated to a foundation to support the social causes. Oh, it seems I was getting a call. All right, let me see if I got this. Let me see if I get the phone. All right, call me back. I see nothing. Call me now. Y'all know the number 625-2257 or 627-3223. All right, you could give me a call. Hello? Hello? Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you, my love?
You sound like Kavi.
If I not sound like what? I feel you have the wrong station. I know this is Freedom 106.5 FM.
I'm a regular caller here. I don't call it like you. I don't call morning. Call morning, Saturday. After lunch, it's evening. However, ladies,
This is Janine, and I host this show, Free the Digital World, with Karen Rose on a Friday.
Right.
Right. No, I was talking about different things this afternoon. I was talking about some ways you can make some money, as a lot of people are facing that after Carnival bug where they have no income and low income. So I was telling them a couple ways that they can make some money with some skills they could learn. And then I started to give them some of the headlines. So there is a bottle of water that's going or went for $60,000. It was auctioned recently for $60,000, and it contains water from Fiji, France, and the glacial water from Iceland.
What caused that price?
Well, yeah, I just it's saying here is a tribute to Mong Delani Aqua de Cristal, the world's most expensive water bottle ever sold. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind bottle, handcrafted, covered in platinum, and encrusted with over 6,000 high-quality diamonds.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So,
US dollars? US dollars, we're talking about here.
Let me blow it out. Then foreign countries that appreciate things and don't.
Well, I mean, it's in platinum, and it's encrusted with over 6,000 high quality diamonds. Then, of course, you know.
And that is a, if you're going inside to buy a diamond ring, that's joke money.
Exactly.
a real diamond and a real love ring.
You see? And I wanted to ask you, do you agree that Messi is the greatest of all times?
Messi,
yeah.
You see the thing about that, eh?
Uh-huh.
Being a past myself, I can remember the days when I'm in 50s, right?
Right.
And the days were like, when I was more along this, and our track was, but what you say, we didn't have any science at our back like they have now. Then they find that Messi, you know, he had more science of the game than the days of Pele and so on, and Dias and so on.
Uh-huh.
And that's such a game changer with performance now, eh? So now we have dietitians and things, and the second year that making sure they're proper nourished and things. So not buying the skills yet, but they're not. The players in this era have a much more scientific advantage than our days in the olden days.
Okay.
Lockdown is then, but I mean, he good.
He good. Well, let's say yeah, this.
He had the skills to learn from the days of.
They say over 700 goals, and he's a seven-time best player award.
But sports, at any level of sports, at international level, is a real sacrifice. Eh? It's have a load. It's the life you have to live by the train. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. It's not boring, but only few people are able to hold out and maintain any link of science at that level.
Yeah.
Lockdown is still man, man.
Yeah, well, no, his passion, eh? As the passion that probably motivates him a lot. All right, like you go on there. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I didn't get to tell you bye-bye, lovey, but thank you for calling. I don't know how it drops, so, but thanks for calling, love. All right, pleasant caller there. And, of course, he says he fully supports the channel. All right, so thank you so much for calling there. See, I wonder if he's calling back. Let me see if he's calling back. Hello?
Tell me again. I want to collect my love over the phone. You're going to make the next lady when I run this program. You're going to make sure you get jealous because you call him a love and I get permission from her first and for your other comment.
Right. Well, I don't know who's the next lady. That I've been on the program since December. So I don't know.
What's his name?
Well, I will find out.
Oh God, well, all right, I'm a blessed day. I'm blessed.
You too, my love. Thank you,
yeah.
All right. I really had to find out who's the Cavi, you know. I don't have to find out, man. But that's good vibes, same way. oh gosh. And now asking Karen here, who is Cavi? Who is that? I would like to meet her. Now, there's so much stuff in Freedom and there's so much stuff in GML. We don't all know each other, so could very well be Cavi's holding down his shift, you know, Monday to Thursday. I don't know. So I'll find out from Karen and John and Sam about Miss Cavi. Yeah, and find out what's the scene. Right, so let me get back on track where I was talking now about there just now. Or should I play a little two song for you? I feel I'll play a little one song and then we come back and close off the program. Yeah, I don't mind doing that. I hope that's okay with you guys. And, I saw something that made, before we go to the break, I saw something that I thought was like so wasteful. But I mean, everyone can do with their money as they please. But listen to this, right? A Russian YouTuber demolished a brand new $250,000 Lamborghini just for the views. So he got a crane, he parked the Lamborghini and he got a crane to drop something on this Lamborghini. And I was just like, wow, okay. For the views though, a three ton can of red liquid was dropped from the crane, destroying, of course, the entire vehicle. And it's to promote an energy drink, he says. But that's crazy. I don't know. That's a lot. That's a very expensive car. Go and check it out again on my IG. It's JYNNYN, right? So you can check it out and see. All right. But I felt like, oh my gosh, you have so much, we need so many schools out here, if you know what I mean. So many schools, health centers and health facilities. Maybe not in Russia, but I'm just saying around the world, I could do it some in Trinidad and Tobago. I felt like, oh, that's such a waste of some good money, man. But I don't know. We will see. But y'all can check it out on my IG, JYNNYN. And also you could check out the other post that I posted about the water. All right, my friends. So this is where I get ready to wrap up the program for the day. I hope you guys had a very blessed one. I hope you have been informed on the digital world here this afternoon. I think something that I would definitely take from the interview, she couldn't say it enough and she couldn't make the point enough, but start with what you have where you are. So to all my entrepreneurs, to all my persons that are looking to do something, start with what you have, with where you are. Get it done. You don't need the fancy camera. You don't need the fancy mic right now. You don't need that. Just start. Start it. We need it. All right. I spoke this week. I spoke with some students that were interested in communications and journalism and whatnot. I spoke with some students online digitally on Monday. I believe it was for UWE. And I was just pressing. We need more journalists. We need more people that want to come out here and work hard and expose the truth and get investigations done and get the right stories. And so I'm going to tell you the same thing. Just get it done. Start with what you have. Where you at, and you never know, you know, you could be sitting now in front of me and I will be interviewing you, you know, before you know it. So get on doing it and make the best of it, because I don't want to live in regret. I don't want you to live in regret. So go out there and achieve your goals. Got to touch base with our friend out there, area code 416. Thanks for the response. She says, oh, she's a wonderful person. So I'll definitely ask when I get out of a studio. I'll definitely ask about Cavi. But to the loyal caller, it's no jealousy. We all love. We all love on one team here on Freedom 106.5 FM. I really hope you enjoyed, of course, the little insight on certain skills that you could probably try to dive into in this period before the Java vacation starts. So, you know, you never know. You could be that copywriter that needs to be hired, and you could be that graphic designer that needs to be hired. And, you know, start right now. Go online, check out where you can get that free course and do it, you know. And the best of luck to you. And don't quit. It's the stick-to-itiveness that makes the difference, trust me. All right. So this is where I got to go. I'm just wishing you guys a blessed weekend. For those of you heading out to the Victory Party this evening, I will be there. It's all about Bungie Garland and the Hard Fet and the Victory Party. So we're heading out this evening at Woodford Cafe. That's going to be exciting. And next week, hopefully, both of us will be in studio. Karen and myself will be in studio next week. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope you enjoy it. Keep it safe. Keep it sound. And, of course, we'll touch base again next week, Friday, for another Digital World. All right. As always, it's your girl, Junine, saying peace, love, and cupcakes. Have a very blessed one, guys. Bye-bye. See you later. All right. Enjoy your evening. Mwah. Kisses to you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye, guys. Enjoy.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.